I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. A consortium of Macomb downtown establishments, including New Copperfield's Book Service, Hooked on You, Sullivan Taylor Coffee House, and the West Central Illinois Arts Center, are joining together today to celebrate local arts and local artists on the Macomb downtown square. It's Fine Arts Friday. Featured artists at New Copperfield's Book Service until 7 o'clock this evening include Jim O'Toole, Stephen Larimer, Marcia Miller, Josh DeSotel, and Carolyn Bailey with nature and landscape art, pottery, photography, and watercolors. At Hooked on You until 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow from 11 until 4 is Mixed Media Painting, Fiber Art, and Wearable Art by Emily Zoha Hawk, Jamie Murphy, Amanda Mangan, Trish Kramer, and Dean Rockwell. Sullivan Taylor Coffee House this evening hosts photography, mixed media, and one-of-a-kind journals, and the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the square until 7 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 10 until 4 are presenting Remash, art created from recycled materials. The public is invited to visit every venue. There are no admission charges. For Fine Art Friday around the Macomb downtown square tonight and at some locations tomorrow as well. Tonight and tomorrow night at Western Illinois University, the Department of Theater and Dance presents the final play of the Studio Theater Spring 2012 season. The play is The Heidi Chronicles, directed by Kristen Katsu. The performances are at 7:30 each night in Simpkins Theater, in Simpkins Hall on the WIU campus. Students are admitted free. General admission is $2. At the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night, Carl Sandburg College presents The Secret Garden, the musical. This enchanting classic of children's literature is reimagined in a brilliantly musical style by Lucy Simon and Marcia Norman. The Secret Garden is appropriate for all ages as it presents a compelling tale of forgiveness and renewal. The musical, The Secret Garden, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg. Tickets are $12 for adults and $8 for students. The Macomb Art Film Series has returned to the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb this month, each Monday in April at 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m., and each Tuesday in April at noon, 2:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. The 10 p.m. Monday showings are free to WIU students with a school ID. This coming Monday and Tuesday's film is Albert Nobbs, starring Glenn Close and co-starring Janet McTeer. Both stars received Golden Globe and Academy Award nominations for their performances. In the film, Close plays a hotel waiter in 19th century Dublin who is hiding a deep secret. Albert Nobbs, Monday and Tuesday at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb as the Macomb Art Film Series continues. Returning to America for its 20th anniversary tour, the Red Star Red Army Chorus and Dance Ensemble comes to the Burlington Memorial Auditorium on Wednesday night at 7:30. It's part of Burlington Civic Music's 2011-2012 season. The Chicago Tribune called the dancers gravity-defying, and the New York Times noted that the vocal soloists are in fact full-fledged opera singers. This world-renowned troupe of singers and dancers with orchestra has performed in more than 150 American cities. The Red Star Army Chorus and Dance Ensemble at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 11th. Also this coming Wednesday evening in Macomb, the Western Illinois University Faculty Chamber Music Series continues with the Julstrom String Quartet. The performance is at 7:30 at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall. It's free and open to the public. The quartet will be performing Ludwig van Beethoven's Razumovsky Quartet, as well as Jim Jacobson's String Quartet No. 2. Opening this coming Wednesday evening and running until next Sunday afternoon, the Western Illinois University Department of Theater and Dance presents Rock and Roll. Rock and Roll chronicles the lives of two men, Czech University student Jan, being portrayed by junior Mark Ryan Anderson, and Cambridge professor Max, played by student Joshua Carroll. It follows the two characters from the Prague Spring of 1968 to the 1990 Velvet Revolution. The play also ponders the effects of rock and roll music on the emergence of democracy in Czechoslovakia. It's Rock and Roll, being presented at the Horbin Theater in Horbin Hall on the WIU campus, Wednesday through Saturday, April 11th through 14th at 7:30 p.m. each evening, and at 1:30 p.m. for a matinee Sunday, April 15th. 1 week from tonight, on Friday the 13th, Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s are the final concerts of the Keokuk Concert Association's 2011-2012 series. Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s will be at the Grand Theater at 26 6th Street in Keokuk. Richie has played with many Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands, and in 2010 was himself inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the youngest inductee of all time. Single tickets are $20 for adults and $5 for children. The concert is being offered free of charge to those purchasing memberships for the 2012-2013 season. Memberships and tickets will be available at the door prior to the concert. Next Saturday, the 14th, Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston will be presenting novice to intermediate workshops on playing the hammered dulcimer. Judy Schmidt will be presenting the workshops. The first session in the morning will be for novices. The intermediate workshop will be held in the afternoon. Songs will include jigs and carols. There is a $30 registration fee for the entire workshop. Registration should be made by April 9th. For a form and for further information or to reserve a dulcimer, call Stephen Ensley at 309-668-2362. The Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum is between Lewiston and Havana off of Routes 78 and 97. Next Saturday night, Celtic Crossroads are back by popular demand at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. It's a red carpet series event for the Orpheum. Celtic Crossroads is an Irish band composed of 7 world-class musicians and 2 dancers. It's a spectacle of talent displaying how Irish music influenced the global birth of a multitude of musical genres. The musicians play over 20 instruments on stage, from traditional to modern. Celtic Crossroads next Saturday night, a week from tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Tickets are $20, $25, and $35. You can call the Orpheum Theater box office or stop by the box office at 250 East Main Street in Galesburg for personalized service. Oh, and one more note to mention about the Dixon Mounds Museum. A week from tonight at the museum at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series.
Oh, I wish that I had never been born, or died when I I'd never had seen your sparkling blue eyes or heard your little lying tongue. All the good times have passed and gone. All the good times are darling, don't you weep no more.
In a rare duo appearance, Hickory Ridge host Chris Velillo will join former bandmate Ken Kylile. It's going to be a combination of original tunes and fine instrumentals. These two road warriors will present singing and playing on guitars, mandolins, jobro, jaws harp, harmonica, fiddle, and accordion. Ken's touring band, the Cadillac Cowboys, was one of the premier country rock bands of the Midwest, playing up to 300 nights a year and performing for the President of the United States and in places from Key West, Florida to New York City. Always hailed as a premier showman, Ken takes a simpler approach these days, focusing on original music and instrumentals that harken back to the early days of country music.
Times have passed and gone. All the good times are o'er. All the good times have passed and gone. Little darling, don't you weep no more. Times have passed and gone. All the good times are o'er. All the good times have passed and gone. Little darling, don't you weep no more.
Ken Kylile and Chris Velillo joining forces to play at the next Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum, just outside Lewiston. The Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum is located between Lewiston and Havana, off Routes 78 and 97. The concert begins next Saturday night at 7:30. The museum lobby opens at 6:30. Coffee, drinks, and a variety of desserts will be available during intermission. There is an admission charge of $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. Seating is limited, so you'll want to get a hold of them. For information, call area code 309-547-3721. You can visit the museum's website as well at www.experiencedixonmounds.com. I'm Ken Zomley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.